Cela sivule izwi lenkosi encwadini yomphostoli uJohane ngasegcineni eBhayibhelini.
Let's open our Bibles to the letter of the Apostle John that is close to the end of the Bible.
Isahluko ngesokuqala.
The first letter of John, chapter 1.
Sizoqala ukufunda evesini lokuqala.
And we start reading from the first verse of the first letter of John, chapter 1.
Lokho kwakukhona kwasekuqaleni, esakuzwa, sakubona ngamehlo ethu, sakubheka, nezandla zethu zakuphathwa, zakuphatha okwezwi lokuphila.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
Lokho kuphila kwabonakaliswa sakubona siyaqinisa sinishumayeza lokho kuphila okuphakade kwakukhona kuyise kwabonakaliswa kithina.
The life was made manifest and we have seen it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us.
Lokho esikubonileyo sakuzwa sinishumayeza khona nani ukuze nani nibe nenhlanganyelo nathi kepha thina sinenhlanganyelo noyise nanendodana yakhe uJesu Kristu.
That which we have seen and heard we proclaim also to you so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Jesus Christ.
Sesiyandobela lokhu kuze intokozo yenu iphelele.
And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
Nanti izwi esalizwa kuye sinifumayeza lona lokuthi uNkulunkulu ungukukhanya ubumnyama abukho kuye nakanye.
This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
Uma sithi sinenhlanganyelo naye sibe sihamba ebumnyameni sinamanga senze iqiniso.
If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness we lie and do not practice the truth.
Kepha uma sihamba ekukhanyeni njengalokhu yena uqobe sekukhanyeni khona sinenhlanganyelo omunye nomunye negazi lika Jesu indodana yakhe liyasihlambulula ezonweni zonke.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Uma sithi asinasono siyazikhohlisa, neqiniso alikho kithi.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Uma sizivuma izono zethu, uthembekile, ulungile ukuba asithethelele izono, asihlambulule kukho konke ukungalungi.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Uma sitha sonanga, simenza umqambi manga nezwi lakhe alikho kithi.
If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi usibusisele izwi lakho.
Lord, we pray that you would bless the reading of your word to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Lana esikufunda olana amazwi omuntu onobufakazi.
The words which we read here are words from a person who had a testimony.
Amazwi omuntu owabona izinto ngamehlo akhe. The testimangalisa lezi zinto azibonayo azizwayo.
The testimony of somebody who witnessed something firsthand with their own eyes, an amazing testimony.
Amazwi okumangala ukuthi ubani lona bambonayo, ubani lona bebephila naye, ubani lona bebebona enzimangaliso phambi kwamehlo abo.
The amazing testimony of what they witnessed with their very own eyes concerning the one who was with them and his miraculous works that he performed, his mighty works he performed amongst them.
Ngoba kukhulu abakubonayo, kukhulu abakubona kwenzeka phambi kwamehlo abo behamba noJesu bebona izimangaliso. Yikhe khuluma ngesibindi ngento ayaziyo ngento ahlangana nayo.
Great was that which they saw with their own eyes, walking with Jesus, Jesus performing mighty works in their midst. That's why they could boldly come and proclaim this to everyone.
Kukhona into ongathi makuthiwa ikhulume kuthiwe thula uthule ngoba ungenaqiniso nangayo leyo nto leyo. Kodwa uma into uyazi kahle ukuthi iyahamba kanjani unofakazi bayo ubani ongakuphikisi.
Now, sometimes a person may hear something and he doesn't tell anybody else about it. The person just keeps quiet about it because you're not sure of the facts. You're not sure if it's really like that, if it's really true. But if you've witnessed something firsthand, well, who can go against your testimony? If I tell you firsthand of what Jesus did in my life, who can deny that? Who can go against it?
Ngoba mina engaziyo msebenzi muni owenzwa uJesu empilweni nasenhlizweni yami.
For I know myself personally what work Jesus has done in my heart and life.
Ngiyazi ukuthi iziphi izinto ezanqamuka nezadelika nezalahleka nezakhishwa ngalamandla kaJesu. Akungekho umuntu ongangiphikisa aphikisane nami ngakho ngoba kwaziwa yimi lo msebenzi wenzeke kimi.
And I know what Jesus has got rid of in my life. I know what he's cleansed me of. I know what he's delivered me of in my life, what he's removed, what he's changed. Nobody else can tell me otherwise or convince me otherwise because I've experienced it firsthand. The word says, he who has the Son has a testimony. He who has the Son has eternal life. And he who has met up with the Son has met up with eternal life.
Yamthinta wathintana nayo akakwazi ukuthi impilo yakhe ifane naqala mangabe kunjalo khona oku wrong okungenzekile empilweni yakho.
Anybody who's met up with the Son of God can never be the same again afterwards. And if you're still the same, well, then you haven't really met with him.
Izwi leNkosi lithi uma indodana inhawukela, uma indodana isindisa, singaba sindisiwe ngeqiniso ngempela.
The Bible says, if the Son of Man, the Son of God, has delivered you, you shall be free indeed.
Bekumele lokho kubonakale ohlangene noJesu iguqukile impilo yakhe. Noma ubani uyabona, into ebona noma ubani, akuyona into eziwa yimina kuphela. Abantu bangafunda bengabona zishintshile izinto empilweni kaSibanibani.
And if Jesus has done that in your life, then everybody should be able to see it. It should be something that only you know, but it should be so obvious that everybody can see it.
Ivangeli leNkosi yethu Jesu linomahluko ngoba ohlangene nalo ophila kulo. Bantu bayabona khona izinto ezenzekile empilweni kaSibanibani akasafana akasenje ngaqala.
The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is different. If a person has received it, if a person lives in it, that becomes so obvious that everybody else can see that in your life.
Ngoba ohlangene nakho uhlangene nokuphila lokhu kuphila okukuyo lendodana awutholi ngomunye umuntu.
Because if you've met up with it, you've met up with this life, which is found in the Son of God and nowhere else.
Lendodana kaNkulunkulu ehlangene noNkulunkulu akukho kwenzakalayo kwasezulwini engakwazi yona.
The Son of God, who is one with God the Father, nothing happens in heaven or on earth without him knowing it.
Eqaleni wayekhona ulizwi, ulizwi wayekuNkulunkulu, ulizwi wayenguNkulunkulu.
And in the beginning of the gospel according to John, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
UKristu noNkulunkulu into eyodwa.
Christ and God is one.
Awukho umngcele, akukho ongakuhlukanisa.
There is no separation. You cannot separate them, the Father and the Son. God is Almighty. In the Bible, in Genesis, the first book, God spoke, and He spoke the world into existence. He said, let there be light, and there was light.
Qaphelisisa amandla asegameni asezwini likaNkulunkulu ekhuluma. Ukhona yini umuntu ongakhuluma izwi kwenzeka izinto kudaleka izinto.
Take note of the power in the Word of God. Is there anybody else who can speak something into existence?
Owathi makube khona ukukhanya kumnyama kwaba khona ukukhanya.
There was darkness on the face of the earth, but then when God said, let there be light, things changed. Immediately there was light.
The
earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And then God said, let there be light. And there was light.
And
then when light came, things changed. Things were different. And the light was called day, and the darkness was called night. It was separated. Things were different, and there was a separation between light and darkness. And in our lives, it also ought to be clear, that distinction. It was dark, but now there's light. There was a period in your life when you did things, the deeds of darkness. And that was before light had come into your life, before you could distinguish and discern between the deeds of darkness and the deeds of light. But once the light has come, it ought to be very clear, that distinction. And the amazing thing is, when this light comes, it comes with power. It comes with life-giving power. It's not possible that that light comes and shines upon people without it bringing life. And yes, we know this artificial light that you get from light bulbs and globes, but there is the true source of that light. There is that source of that energy where that life-giving energy comes from that eventually reaches us.
And
if you haven't yet met with the source of that light, then it's no wonder that your life is how it is, because you haven't met with the power of God in your life.
John mayibhala lana ubhala ngezinto ayibonile ahlangane nazo azithintile bafakaza ngokufakaza ophilayo bezinto abayibonele bona ngokwabo.
John, when he testifies here, he says, we speak of that which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon, and we've touched with our hands concerning the word of life.
And
if it's spoken about the word of life, it is spoken about the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is God as we speak of the triune God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And John spoke about that which they had witnessed, the life which was made manifest and which worked in their midst. He speaks and he preaches about the things that they met up with. They proclaim to other people that which they themselves have experienced. They couldn't keep to themselves. They couldn't keep quiet about the glad tidings, about the wonderful things they had experienced while walking with Jesus. They couldn't speak enough about the life which they had received from the Lord Jesus, about the wonderful things that they experienced together with him.
It
had been a few years that they had been with Jesus, and then Jesus ascended into heaven. But to John, and this was now quite a while after that as well, but when you hear John, it's fresh, it's new, it doesn't get old to him. It was ever new, the gospel, the message of salvation. And he could never forget the day that he had met up with that life, where he had met up with the Lord Jesus, and where he walked with Jesus. Friend, just look at your own life. Do you remember what Jesus has done for you? Do you remember the great work of salvation and deliverance that Jesus has done in your life?
Or
has it become old and stale in your life? It's no longer fresh. It's no longer new. It's no longer something that you are grateful for. That day when you met with the Lord Jesus, when he spoke to you, when you received that word of God, that verse, and it penetrated your heart. And they proclaim this message of the word of life, of him who gives life. Jesus gives us life. Jesus gives us that future that we can walk with him and go into the future with a good conscience. Jesus gives us the victory over that sin that so easily entangles a person
and it trips you up. But Jesus has the power to set you free from that sin.
Zikhona yini wena izone zikubambileyo othi sengizamile sengizame ngamandla onke kodwa ngibona kungenzeki lutho mhlobo wami engakutshela khona awukahlangani nalokhu kuphila oJohana bakhuluma ngakho ohlangene nakho unokuphila okuphakade.
Is there any sin that has you in its grip and you've tried and you've tried and you can't get free from that sin? My friend, if that's the case, I can only say you haven't yet met up with this power that John is speaking about. If you meet up with the power of the Lord Jesus, then it conquers that young girl. It conquers the will of that young man. It causes you to submit to him, that your life changes. You say, I can't any longer walk and live as I used to. I've got to submit to his will. You need to have that personal meeting with the Lord Jesus, where you can say, I know his touch. I know his touch even in my heart, where it's changed my life.
Where you can say,
I used to be so stubborn and pig-headed and obstinate, but since Jesus came into my life, all that has changed. I've now become as soft and as meek as a lamb.
Lokhu kuphila okwakuNkulunkulu nakuJesu. UNkulunkulu wathanda yena ukuba nalaba bangasileli ngaphandle nabo bakuthole kube ifa labo nabo.
This life, being in God, being in the Lord Jesus, God saw it fit that life shouldn't just remain in him, but that it should be passed on and others could experience it.
Namanye amazwi, ukunqoba kaJesu esiphambanweni ahlula uSathane, ahlula izibopho zesihogo. Lokho kunqoba kwaJesu kwangesikhona nje okwakhe, wayenzela thina, wayenzela mina, wayenzela wena futhi.
In other words, the death of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, conquering Satan and the hordes of hell and stripping them of all their power, that wasn't just for him a personal victory. That was meant for all of us, you and me.
Lamandla esiwashoyo akhona egazini likaJesu. Lamandla esikhuluma ngawo akhona egameni lendodana kaNkulunkulu. Awakho. Nawubalele kuwo. Ubalele kulokho kunqoba esithola ngalamandla avela kuKristu Jesu.
That power which is in the blood of the Lord Jesus, that power which is in the name of the Lord Jesus, that power is meant for you and me, that we may be delivered by it.
Akumele ukuba ngabe sihamba siyesindwa, sihamba siboshiwe izono zethu. Kukhona izinto engafuni ukuxebuka empilweni yethu. Silo siphindelela kuzona. Akusebenzona amandla esiphambana, akusebenzona amandla kaJesu kuleyo mpilo.
We shouldn't be people that are weighed down by the burden of our sin, and we feel that we are so heavy with a heavy burden of sin pressing us down. If that's the case, then the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus hasn't yet done its work in your life.
Asikho isidingo sokuthi hayi khona ilokhu kujonseleka ku internet. Ilokhu kujonseleka kulezi thombe zabanqunu. Angilali kanti uzovuma kuze kube nini. Asebenza nini lamandla kaJesu empilweni yakho na?
It shouldn't be that you always, time and again, you go back to the very old sin. That sin where you stumble before, and then you go back to it, and you go back to it, and that the internet has got such a magnet to you. It's got such a power that it draws you, that every time you go back to that sin and you confess it and you go back to it again.
Uma internet I problem wena ufunani kuyona uhlalelani kuyona esikhundleni sokuthi ngabe wenzo okunye kodwa ubanjwa izinto ohlala kuzona ophila kuzona izona kanye ezikudonsela phansi ngeke uqhubekele phambili kumkhonzeni uNkulunkulu nasekuhambeni ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu.
And if the internet is a stumbling block to you, what do you use it for then? Why are you always on the internet? Stay away from it. There's much better things that you can do with your time in serving God. And if you always keep on going back there and you're busy with it, you'll never make headway spiritually.
Hey, ngeke uze unqobe lezo zinto, wena usalibele kulezi zinto, phuma kulezi zinto okuyizona ezikudonsela phansi, impilo yakhe lokho eyikhona ngenxa lezo zinto.
And then you complain and you say, oh, I'm such a miserable sinner. You know, I don't get victory. My eyes, lust, it's such a problem in my life. I can't get victory over it. Well, you won't get victory over it if you still keep on going back to those things that cause you to stumble. There is this power hidden in Christ, available to us. And even though things may seem against us, but when we draw from that power, when we experience that power in our lives, we find it gives us the victory over our enemy, over these things that are antagonistic against us.
And
we find that power from Jesus, and he had that power every day to do his work. Why did he have that power? Because he was in contact with the one who had sent him. He was in fellowship with God the Father. And he gave himself time where he would separate himself and be together with God. And that is where he could draw that power from, where he had that power then to continue with his work. And that's why, even in the most difficult times, he could stand boldly, fearlessly, because he drew of that power from God the Father. Because Jesus met up with very difficult things while he walked on this earth.
We are kumbulu kutu Jesu enabafundi bakhe abanye bamhlubuka abanye bamshiya.
Remember, Jesus had his disciples, and then many of his disciples turned their backs on him and they departed from him and they forsook him. There were many of those who walked with Jesus that lived together with him, that followed him, that left him and no longer followed him.
Yes.
Jesus experienced difficult times, but never once do you find him despondent. Never once do you find him with self-pity, feeling sorry for himself or wanting others to feel sorry for him. But instead, we find him turning to the others who remained and asking them a question. Don't you too want to leave? Don't you too want to go and join the others that have left?
ngamanye amazwi umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu awunakuma ngalabo abahambile nani manithanda ukuhamba hambani.
The work of God will never stop because of those who have left. If you want to leave, then go as well, follow them.
UJesu akamile ngawe, uJesu akamile ngami. Uma sengibheda uzothola abanye ukuqhubeka umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
Jesus doesn't so depend on you or so depend on me that he cannot carry on with his work. If you and I are no longer there, he'll carry on with it despite it.
Jesu yababuza, anithanda ukulandela nani, anithanda ukuhamba le ndlela esihanjwe ngabanye na.
So Jesus asked him, don't you too want to leave, join the others that have left?
Ithini impendulo?
And what was the answer?
Uyaphendula uPetro.
Peter answered.
Owayehlangene nalokhu kuphila.
Peter, who had experienced and met up with his life.
Owathi mayezwa lo mbuzo oqhamuka kuJesu wamangala.
Who, when he heard these words and this question from Jesus, he was amazed.
Nkosi, singayaphi? Uma sihlukana nawe singayaphi? Ngoba wena ugcwele amazwi okuphila.
He said, but Lord, where can we go? For you have the words of eternal life.
UPhethu waqonda kahle. Uma ngisuka enkosini, angihlukene nabafileyo. Ngizoba ngofileyo hayi kusasa, ngomzuzu wanyana ngiphelile indaba ngami.
Peter understood. If he would part from the Lord Jesus, he would no longer be separable from the dead, and not in the future from that very moment. Friend, do you realize that this water of life is found in the Lord Jesus? There's no other source of life. We can go nowhere else for this life except to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Petro waqonda kahle. Uma sihlukana noJesu, singabafile, singayapi, singashonapi. Munyo namazo okuphila, singamhlobuka kanjani, singamshiya kanjani, sizoba ngabafileyo nathi.
And Peter understood that if we would part from this Lord Jesus, we'd be dead. We would have no life. There's nowhere else where we can go to for this life.
Lokhu kuyasifakazela ukuthi masingabalandeli benkosi yethu Jesu Kristu bekumelwe nathi sibonakale ngokuphila awuyamphilela uNkulunkulu lo muntu.
And that's why if we are followers of the Lord Jesus, that life ought to be so abundantly visible in our lives that everybody can see it.
Uyamkhonza uNkulunkulu lo baba. Uyayikhonza uNkulunkulu lendoda, uyamkhonza uNkulunkulu. Lomndeni uyamkhonza uNkulunkulu, kuyabonakala bahamba noNkulunkulu. Abazethembi ngokwabo, abathemba amandla eza ngokwabo, abacabanga ukuthi akubo, abanawo amandla bawamunca lapha kulowa mthombo ogcwele ukuphila.
That father, that mother, that family, they live for God. They've got this life in them. And it's not that they're relying on their own strength or on something of themselves that they're self-confident. They are drawing this life from the Lord Jesus. They have experienced this life and they don't want to part from
it. Bokhamba inyathelweni zenkosi uJesu ubani ongahlukanisa nalento uthi umphostoli Paul cha ngaba kufa ngaba kuzingelwa ngaba kuzindlekelwa ngaba kuphathwa kabi ubani ongasehlukanisa nothando lukaKristu na.
They've experienced the wonder of walking with the Lord Jesus. They've experienced his power in their lives, his saving power, and they say, who can now separate us from this? And what can separate us? And Paul asks that question. He says, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Can nakedness, famine, anything else, the sword? And he says, no, there's nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. Do you remember what it means to have fellowship with the Lord Jesus? Do you still know it in your life? Do you still experience that life of being led by Jesus, having that fellowship with Him? Or is it something that's in the past tense? You no longer know it.
Unzima, uma wawazi ukuthi mina bengibukhali ngokomoya. Imina bengivuselela nabanye abazalwane, imina bengibavusa. Ngithi vuka mzalwane, msubhabhabala, siqhubekeni sikhonza inkosi. Mhlambe namhlanje ucingo luwile, bu phansi.
Oh, it's terrible. If once upon a time you were razor sharp spiritually, you were the one that could wake others up and wake them up from their sleep, but today it's all gone.
When I was going to
you were the one that would tell others how wonderful it is to be a flame for Christ, to serve Him wholeheartedly, to be zealous for Him. But examine your life to see if it's still like that. Where you say, I don't mind. I'll serve God irrespective of anything else. Whether it's raining, whether the sun is shining, whether there's a thunderstorm through thick and thin, I'll serve Him. Is it still like that?
Ekhanya amandla kaJesu kubonakala ukuthi lo muntu kukhona uNkulunkulu akutshalile empilweni yakhe.
Is the sun of righteousness still shining in your life? Can people still see what God has done for you?
Kungabi lokhu lokhu uNkulunkulu athi awulalelihle leli golide. Awulalelihle liqobezela kahle. Kodwa njengamanje ligqwalile. Njengamanje libonakala ukukhazimula kwalo. Njengamanje alidonsa umuntu. Njengamanje alithekisi ngoba inani lalo alisekhona lokho elalikhona alisakhanyi ngendlela lalikhanya ngalo alisasindi ngendlela lasinda ngalo uma ke kwenzeka okufana nalokho.
Isn't it that God maybe has to say concerning your life, how dull this gold has become, how it has lost its luster, because it's no longer pure gold. It's now become contaminated. It's lost that brightness. It's lost its shine. It no longer draws people because it's lost something.
Bukusisa mzalwane, ukuthi empilweni yakhe izinto isame ngendlela eziyiyo yini. Mhlambe eminyakeni engamashumi amathathu, mhlambe eminyakeni engamashumi amane uyikhonza inkosi, mhlambe eminyakeni engamashumi amabili usawuzwa lo mlilo wevangeli empilweni yakho noma kulothile manje.
Examine your life to see what your life is like. Maybe you've served the Lord Jesus for a few years. Maybe it's even for 20 years. Maybe longer, 40 years. But tell me, is that fire still burning?
UJohane noma isidlulile iminyaka eminingi ekhumbula izinto ezazenzeka. Wawuvutha lo mlilo kwaze kwaba sekugcineni ebhala izinto ukuhlangana kwakhe noNkulunkulu, ukuxhumana kwakhe noNkulunkulu, ukuxhumana kwakhe nezulu. Uyayibonela nje ukuthi hayi le ndoda yayihlangene ngeqiniso nalo eyayihlangene naye kwasekuqaleni. Okwambulo kwabonakala izinto ekuqaleni kwakhona lokhu kuphila okwamchaphakalayo okwamthelelayo naye.
John, when he reflected on this and he thought back of that which they had experienced, that which they met up with, it was still bright, it was still fresh. His heart was still aflame when he remembered what they had experienced. and meeting up with one who was from the beginning and meeting up with that power, it was still like that right till the end.
Uvuthe umlilo kaNkulunkulu wevangeli enhlizweni yakhe. Okumele uvuthe nakuthina umlilo wevangeli enhlizweni zethu kubonakala ukuthi labantu bamshisekela uNkulunkulu.
The fire of the gospel was burning in his heart as it has to burn in your and my heart.
Bukusisa ukuthi wena kusashisa kusavutha mhlambe namhlanje usuyivila akumangalisi uhlaselwa izono engaka ngoba vele uvila phila usekhe endaweni yakho.
Check your life and to see if it's still like that. Today you've maybe become lazy spiritually, you've become a sluggard. No wonder that there are so many sins that come in if you're so lazy spiritually.
Ngikhuluma ngalokho okwakwenzeke empilweni zalabo ababe abapostoli behambisa indaba kaNkulunkulu ababekuswa ngalesi sikhathi.
I've spoken about the testimony of those apostles of Christ, of them proclaiming that which they had witnessed and experienced.
Mangqamlela nje ngenxa yesikhathi nanti izwe salizwa kuyena ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungukukhanya.
Now just to maybe summarize it or cut it short, this is the message that they had heard from him and which they were proclaiming, and that is that God is light, that there's no darkness in him. That is the message that they were proclaiming, that God is light, there's no darkness in him.
We are khanya, abukho ubumnyama kuye.
He is light. There's no darkness in him.
Kunezinto esingabuka ngazo ukuthi uyakhanya yena uNkulunkulu empilweni zethu.
And there are certain things that we can look at, characteristics or some signs in our lives where we can see whether this light of God is in our lives or not.
Inhlanganyelo yethu nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
The fellowship with the people of God.
Inhlanganyelo yethu nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Our fellowship with the children of God.
Oh, kulesi isikhathi esiphila kusona.
Oh, in this time in which we live in.
Kukhona abathi mina ngihamba nobani?
Is where people say, you know, how can I go with that person?
Mina ngihamba nosibani bani.
I go with that person.
Ubani nobani angimfuni.
So and so, I don't want to see them.
Ubani nobani angifuna kumbona. Oh, uzwakala amaKristu.
They say, so and so, I don't want to see the sight of that person before me. Christians crucifying one another. A brother, sister, who doesn't want to see the sight of their fellow brother, sister? That wishes.
And
they only wish death upon that person. Tell me, can that person even still call themselves a believer? Oh, may that person die. And that person has to be so careful and has to be so protective of themselves. And who do they have to protect themselves against? Not the heathen, but fellow brothers and sisters. Who's a danger to me? That one who calls himself a brother or a sister.
No,
you've lost something. And there's some power that light has lost. That which shouldn't be found, that's found with the child of God. Where a person, that which you find out in the world, you find in the church. But there is no longer that sweet fellowship between the brethren. Look at ourselves. What is the fellowship like that we have with God's children?
Tata lo, uma uqhelelene ngalendlela nalo omaziyo enhlizweni yakho ukuthi awufuna la ihambe khona.
How will you enter heaven if you don't want to have anything to do with that fellow brother or sister, that one who maybe walks close to God? You don't want to see that person. How will you get into heaven?
UNkulunkulu ungukukhanya, abukho ubumnyama kuye nakanye.
God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
Ohlangene nalokhu kukhanya injalo indaba akakwazi ukuhamba ngenye indlela.
And the one who has experienced this light and who's got to know God, he walks in that light. It cannot otherwise.
Lokhu kukhanya okudalula izinto.
This light which exposes things.
That, you
wouldn't be able to live the life that you are living, walking in that darkness that you're walking in, if you truly knew and understood that God is light. And those who walk in this light, they have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Child of God, where are
you?
Where do you stand in relation to this light of God?
Kodwa onalokhu khanya unenhlanganyelo unobudlelwano obuhle nabantu nabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
But he who walks in this light, as he is in the light, he has that wonderful fellowship with the children of God.
Ufuna ukuba nenhliziyo kaJesu.
He wants to have the heart of Jesus.
Ufuna ukuba uhambe emgudwini kaJesu.
Ufuna ukuba He wants to walk in the way and in the track of Jesus. And he wants to walk where that light radiates the way and shines before him. And then he lets that light shine to others as well. And when you walk in that light, and that light radiates from you, others will also be drawn to that light.
Awesome. What wonderful words. Amazing words. Light will overcome darkness. If we're in a room here and it's dark, I can take a torch and shine it, and you will see where it shines.
Ngathatha ithoshi isibani ngikhanyise uzobona la khanyisa khona.
It overcomes the darkness.
Ukukhanya kuyabhlula ubumnyama.
There's no torch that can shine darkness.
Alikho ithoshi elikwazi ukukhanya kusale kumnyama.
If we're in a room and it's light, I can't take a torch and make something dark.
Uma ngabe kukhanya angikwazi ukuthatha ithoshi ngikhanyise kukhanyeni.
So where there's light, it overcomes darkness. If we live in the light, and we have God's light, we have to overcome darkness. Thank you very much, Baba Ngubane. Let's pray. Lord, you've once again spoken to us this morning. Through your grace and your mercy, you have spoken to us clearly. And we thank you for it. And may these words in our lives, may it be true. And may we live in the light, and may we live with your light. So that we will overcome every spot of darkness. That there will be no darkness in us. May this be true in our lives. And Lord, as we part now and we continue on our way, may these words stay with us. And through all this week and everything that we do, may these words stay with us. We thank you, Lord, for everything and we praise your name for it. Amen.